No Lansing area bar has generated a buzz lately like the Hopcat in East Lansing. Lines have been common since its opening just over a week ago at Grove and Albert Streets. The road to becoming a successful craft beer entrepreneur and bar owner has been a circuitous one for Hopcat owner Mark Sellers. He dropped out of Michigan State to attend the Berklee College of Music in Boston and then pursued a career in music, but he returned to MSU later and graduated with a degree in accounting, and the rest is Michigan brewing history. Mark Sellers, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
You already own and operate a Hopcat in Grand Rapids, as well as a few other establishments over there. How did you end up opening a location here in East Lansing?
It was just kind of a series of fortuitous events. I am a Spartan. I have been ever since I watched Magic Johnson and Greg Kelser win the national championship in 1979 when I was 10 years old. Always been a Spartan. And went to Michigan State. The guy who runs my operations for me, our COO of Barfly Ventures, went to Michigan State at the same time I did. Our president of our company lives in East Lansing and commutes to Grand Rapids, so we just had a lot of East Lansing connections. And the location right on the corner of Grove and Albert, across from the 7-Eleven there, is arguably one of the best, if not the best, location for a restaurant and bar in East Lansing. So all those things kind of came together at the same time, and I signed a lease about 9 months ago, and the rest is history.
Where'd you grow up, Mark?
I grew up in Grand Rapids, moved away for 20 years, lived in Boston, Los Angeles, and then Chicago for 10 years, and moved back to Grand Rapids from Chicago in 2007, and that's when I started Hopcat.
Now, describe your typical customer so far. Are they younger, older, male, female? How does it break out?
Well, so far it's very similar to the Grand Rapids demographic, even though we're right next to the campus and you might think it would be all college kids. It's not at all. We've had grandmas in there. We have had a lot of kids in there with their parents, so families. And we've also had a lot of college students, the older college students later at night. So I'd say it's a very mixed crowd, which is, I think, different than most of the other places in East Lansing, and I'm kind of happy about that.
Beer became a real passion for you. How did that unfold exactly?
When I lived in Chicago, I had gotten my degree in accounting from Michigan State. I got a job with GE, and that involved a lot of travel. And that was my first job after college, and when I traveled, I would always hit the local brewery or beer bar. I was kind of a craft beer fan, and I had an opportunity to just go to a lot of different places. And over the last 15 years, I've probably been to 1,000 breweries around the world, including Belgium, Germany, Scandinavia, and all over the United States, as well as a lot of beer bars. And so when the opportunity in Grand Rapids came up, I had never owned a bar, but I did know what makes a good brewery and what makes a good beer bar from a customer perspective. And I just hired somebody to kind of execute that plan for me. I came up with the concept, the name, the design, the interior design, and I let other people execute it for me. And it's worked out really well for me.
So if you were about to be, say, executed by firing squad, what pint of beer would you request as a final wish?
My go-to beer, my desert island beer, if I was stuck on a desert island and could only drink one the rest of my life, would be Short's Humalumpalicious. It's an IPA. It's about 6.5% alcohol content, so a little bit higher than say, Budweiser, but a lot more taste. It's kind of bitter with a malty finish. After you swallow, you get a little bit of a sweet malty finish. It's just a great beer.
Now, you've taken some gas for the Playboy covers in the men's room. What's been your thought process on that? Are you confident this will just die down and go away? You stand by your decision? Have you rethought it? What?
I just think it's much to do about nothing. There's no nudity. It's just Playboy magazine. It's not even as racy as Maxim magazine that you see at every grocery store checkout. It's historic Playboy magazines from the 60s and 70s and 80s. And it's just a bathroom, We actually have had pinup girls in the Hopcat Grand Rapids bathroom since the day we opened. We've only gotten one complaint in 6 years. So I think this Lansing thing is just a little much ado about nothing. It's just a bathroom.
And explain your connection to the Titanic, please. This sounds really interesting.
So I was in the financial business in Chicago. I had my own investment fund during the latter part of my time there, and it did pretty well. And we bought a stock among many that I had in my portfolio. My fund that I managed bought a stock called Premier Exhibitions, and Premier Exhibitions owns the Titanic shipwreck and exhibits the artifacts all over the world. In fact, the exhibit right now is in Grand Rapids. It was in Detroit last year. It's also always in Vegas and some other permanent locations. And in 2008, my fund was the largest shareholder, and we didn't like the way the management team was running the company, so we waged a hostile proxy battle to kick out the existing management team. We won that in a landslide vote of shareholders, and the shareholders made me the chairman of the company, and I installed a new board of directors. And since then, we've turned it around. Now the company is profitable. I'm still chairman of that company. It's very interesting. I never would have guessed 10 years ago that if someone had told me you would control the Titanic shipwreck later in your career, I would have thought they were smoking something. You know, I never in a million years would have dreamed that, but it's been a pretty interesting ride.
And you were you attended Berkeley in Boston, and you were a musician in California, correct?
Well, I was a musician in Michigan. When I dropped out of Michigan State, all I wanted to do was play the piano and guitar. I'd never studied. I shocked and horrified my parents by dropping out without telling them, and they found out when they got my report card, and I had a bunch of F's on it. To make them kind of happy that I was at least pursuing some education, went to school in Berklee School of Music after auditioning. I learned how to play jazz piano there. Then I moved out to Los Angeles to play in a rock and roll band, and we toured all over the country. Never really made it big, and eventually I decided to move back to East Lansing to finish my college degree. And I finished it in 1998 with an accounting major.
I was in the East Lansing Hopcat over the weekend. The portraits of the rock music icons are really unforgettable. Is that an idea of yours?
It is. Yeah, that was taken from a road trip that I did. I did a barbecue road trip, which means I was thinking about starting a barbecue restaurant in Grand Rapids, but I wanted to make it pretty authentic, and so I went to Kansas City, Memphis, St. Louis, Chicago, Nashville, North South Carolina, and just ate barbecue basically for 2 weeks in a row every meal. I gained about 15 pounds, but it was a great trip. And when I was in Nashville, I went to B.B. King's Blues Club, and there was art all over the walls from a particular artist named Lamar Sorrento, who I then Googled, and I found out that he is a pretty well-known artist down in that area. He's also a virtuoso guitar player, and he's actually more well-known for guitar than he is for his art, but I really liked his art, and I thought it would fit well at one of my bars. And so I waited a couple years to figure out which bar would kind of work for it. And this new Hopcat, I think it fits in nicely. So we had him paint everything.
I think the proprietors or the customers like it, I'm sure. Mark Sellers of the Hopcat in East Lansing in Grand Rapids, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure.